For Your Birthday, Chapter 3 by Tiny Weasels. Future Shock, Backwards is Forward, and A Fond Remembrance. Pinky started up her time machine, and with another whoosh, she was in the future. Strangely, she didn't find herself back home, but outside the same castle. It was almost pitch black out. Only the moon and stars provided any light. She could make out the shadowy outline of the castle nearby and approached it. The castle seemed to be in ruins now, bare earth and the dead leafless trees surrounding it. Why was it so cold? She rubbed her extremities to try and keep warm as she entered the castle. Hello? Anyone? Pinkie Pie called out into the darkness, but the only sound was the echo of her hooves on the marble floors. Digging around in her pack, she found a bag of jelly beans and began leaving a trail to follow as she walked deeper into the castle. She saw leaves gathered in the corners and watched the moon through the broken windows. Pinkie Pie was getting very frightened by the spooky empty castle, and she started whistling the song her grandmother taught her. But she couldn't whistle. It was more like puckering and spitting the tune. With each few steps, she'd drop one jelly bean and eat one. She became aware of a sound. It was the sound of a mare crying. The sobs were deep and mournful, and by the time she found her way to the source, she was crying herself in pity. There, in the ruins of the enormous and once magnificent throne room, sitting on a crumbled throne, sat a mare of dark blue color, her hooves to her face. Pinkie Pie stepped forward, carefully avoiding pieces of armor scattered around the throne. She approached, afraid to disturb the mare's sorrow. Hello? Pinkie Pie asked meekly. Sobs continued without interruption. Pinkie Pie cleared her throat, then again, a bit louder, and the still crying mare ignored her. Getting frustrated, she approached the throne and poked the mare with her hoof. Why are you crying? At that, the mare finally looked up, then looked around and saw Pinkie Pie. There was no expression on her face as she stared blankly at the filly. Princess Luna? Is that you? You're all big now, Pinkie Pie said excitedly. So where is everyone? The princess went wide-eyed with fear and she cowered back from Pinkie Pie. Her mouth quivered as if struggling to speak. Princess, what's wrong? Luna jumped off the throne and hid behind it as Pinkie stepped forward. Princess Luna, it's me! It's Pinkie Pie! Remember all the fun we had? Luna hesitantly stepped out from behind the throne, her mouth still moving, trying to form the words. Pie? Right, Pinkie Pie, she said, going up to the princess and patting her hoof comfortingly. Princess slowly and cautiously reached out and touched Pinkie Pie, her eyes still wide with terror. Pie. What happened to the castle? To you? Pinkie Pie asked, looking around. Pink. Pie. Pinkie Pie, she finally managed to articulate. Luna leaned in close to look at this pink filly, examining her in her saddlebags. Princess, are you sick? What's wrong? No. Speak. Thou. Luna closed her eyes, concentrating hard. The princess took a deep breath, enunciating each syllable very slowly and carefully. I have not spoken in over 1,000 years. I think that prompted another round of tears. Wow, I think I would explode if I couldn't talk for just one day, Pinkie Pie said. The princess suddenly stopped her crying and looked at Pinkie Pie in astonishment. You're still here. Well, yeah, you haven't told me what's going on and why you haven't talked in over 1,000 years.
Luna again examined Pinkie Pie
and poked her with her hoof. When she was truly certain she wasn't a hallucination, she produced a small smile, with the smile fairly repeating. Luna again examined Pinkie Pie and poked her with a hoof. When she was truly certain she wasn't a hallucination, she managed a small smile. But the smile faded quickly and tears began running down her face again.
Killed them all!
Luna sobbed. Pinkie Pie tilted her head, puzzled.
Killed all of who?
I kill all. I killed them all. A night never ends. It's all gone.
This is the future?
Pinkie Pie wondered aloud. Then at once she understood.
This is the night that would last forever,
Pinkie Pie said, feeling scared and lost as she sat by the throne.
All gone,
Luna sobbed. Pinkie Pie looked around, then back to Luna.
Where's Celestia?
All gone.
Where's Nightmare Moon?
All gone.
But she's the one who wanted the night to last forever. She grew weak. I fought free, but too late to save them.
She wept.
Princess Luna gathered up Pinkie Pie in her hooves and held her close.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, Pinkie Pie, he sobbed.
But you and Celestia knew what was going to happen. Why couldn't you stop her?
She had other ways. She still got me, knowing the future, knowing it changed things. Celestia was supposed to stop me, but she couldn't this time.
This is all my fault, Pinkie Pie said, looking around in the darkness.
No, my fault, Luna muttered, slumping back down on the throne.
How did you fight her?
Magic.
Oh yeah, your horn.
Different kind of magic. I was lost. Lost in darkness for a long time, but then I began to remember.
Remember what?
Magic of friendship. I remember how Celestia loved me. The good times. I remember the little pink filly who said she traveled through time to save me. Who shared her cupcakes with me. Who told me silly jokes and played with me in the castle grounds. A filly who told me the truth even though it was scary. A filly who said she'd be my friend forever. But I didn't understand those things soon enough. Luna sobbed.
Pinkie Pie hugged the crying Luna, finding it strange that less than an hour ago they had been about the same age. There's got to be a way to change this. Pink Amina Diane Pie will think of something. I need to sleep on it.
Immediately, she found herself in the land of parties, where she was very tempted by the cake and games. There wasn't time.
Come on, I need the help of the big brain again.
The others fell in line behind her, and soon they were marching in rank, except Rocky, who one of the pinkies carried in a bucket. Madame Lafleur sang an inspirational song, and Sir Lancelot played the bagpipes and accompanied it, while Mr. Turnip joined in on the drum and Rocky played accordion. Everyone in her army had pink uniforms, and they carried candy weapons. When they came to the dangerous-looking thoughts guarding the door of the Hall of Brainy Stuff, they stopped at the first one, and Pinkie dared approach them.
We're here to see the big brain again,
Pinkie Pie said fearlessly.
She doesn't want to be disturbed. She's busy, the thought replied.
Doing what?
Washing her hair, the other replied, laughing.
Pinkie Pie suspected they were lying.
The night will last forever if we can't talk to the big brain.
No can do, one thought said. There's nothing you can do that will make us let you in, the other added.
Okay, you forced me to use my greatest weapon,
Pinkie Pie warned. She approached one of the guards and stuck her hoof out, almost but not quite touching the thought.
I'm not touching you. I'm not touching you. Does this bug you? I'm not touching you.
Soon her armies of friends joined in, surrounding the guards, but none of them actually touching the thoughts. The guards endured as long as they could, but soon the deafening chorus of, I'm not touching you. Does this bug you? Could be tolerated no longer.
Okay, okay,
the guards finally shouted, opening the door. Lancelot raised the flag of Pink Avena in triumph.
It's a great victory this day. Despite the terrible casualties we have suffered, the fallen will live forever in our memories,
he shouted, looking down sadly at Rocky, whose bucket had gotten knocked over in the excitement.
Medic!
Rocky shouted.
Feel the Pinkie Pie! Mr. Turnip shouted.
Striding boldly towards Big Brain, Pinkie Pie was pie on a mission. The world was headed towards the most unfunnest that was possible, and only she could stop it. To her surprise, Big Brain appeared with a towel around it and shampoo on top.
I hope you have a very good reason for interrupting my me time, Pinkie Pie,
Big Brain intoned gravely.
Yes, I might have accidentally destroyed the whole world.
Big Brain sighed, and Pinkie Pie was sure that if she had eyes, she'd be rolling them.
And you want me to undestroy the whole world?
If you don't mind.
Well, for you, I suppose I could look at your little problem,
he said with a hint of good humor in her voice. Pinkie Pie took a large breath and for a minute... Pinkie Pie took a large breath and for a minute straight blurted out the details.
And so that's why we're back here, and if I don't...
Pinkie Pie took a large breath and for a minute straight blurted out the details.
And so that's why we're here back here, and if I don't help, I don't know what we'll do, and the world will be dark and sad with no parties and ponies in it, and I can't imagine a world with no parties.
That is quite a pickle you found yourself in. Do you still have your time machine?
Big Brain asked as she hovered over to Pinkie.
Yes.
Good.
Big Brain went silent for a few moments.
Bring out my entire wardrobe,
she commanded, and the attendants quickly thought.
Good.
Big Brain went silent for a few moments.
Bring out my entire wardrobe,
she commanded. And attendant thoughts quickly brought out multiple pairs of smarty pants and thinking caps, and soon Big Brain wore several sets of pants over each, on top and bottom of her, and had hats stacked on top of the pants. Pinkie Pie paced nervously, waiting for Big Brain's answer, and the others amused themselves as best they could.
Is it a pile of rocks? Mr. Turnip asked.
Yes, you are the master of the 20 questions, Mr. Turnip,
Madame LeFleur said joyfully.
Yes, Rocky huffed.
I have made my conclusion,
Big Brain announced finally.
Please tell me you can destroy the world. Oh, please, please, please.